Well, the White House has given details of President Barack Obama's plans to tighten gun controls in the US. It means all gun sellers will have to be registered and must carry out background checks on buyers. After years of fierce opposition, President Obama has decided to bypass Congress and introduce the measures through a series of executive orders. Here he is speaking in the last few hours.
Our unalienable right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those rights were stripped from college kids in Blacksburg and Santa Barbara, and from high schoolers at Columbine, and from first graders in Newtown. First graders. And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
Dr. David Smith is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre. Dr. Smith, good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Smith, some powerful words there, but is President Obama's plan going to work?
This is really a very modest plan, and it represents a watering down of legislation that Obama and his administration tried to get through Congress a few years ago, which would have made background checks on guns completely universal. This legislation, it tries to make background checks universal for people whose business it is to sell guns, but a huge amount of gun transactions are between individuals who aren't actually gun dealers, hobbyists selling to other hobbyists at gun shows. So there's still going to be a large number of gun transactions that are not covered by this. And it's hard to see. I mean, this is the most that Obama can do with an executive order on its own, but it's hard to see this making a huge difference. The best thing this could probably do is set up future action by a future president.
And I understand there's still no specific number attached to what it means to be a gun dealer.
Yeah, that's right. So somebody who goes along to a gun show and sells part of their own arsenal to some other collector is not going to be covered by this. There are still going to be a large number of online transactions that aren't going to be covered by this. So by not really specifying what this category of gun dealer means, this does mean at the moment something like 40% of gun transactions are not covered by background checks. That number will probably decrease as a result of this, because people who are online specific gun dealers will now be covered, but this only really addresses a very small part of the problem.
What percentage do you think of gun transactions do you think will be covered as a result of implementing this executive order?
Look, it's very hard to say because the details at the moment are so vague. Those details may become more specific, but it's very hard to say how much more will be covered. It's also important to see that this legislation is really aimed at trying to prevent the kinds of mass shootings that have attracted a lot of public attention. We've seen during Obama's administration that on average there's been more than one of these a week, and we saw that last year there was more than one per day, defining a mass shooting as more than four people, and particularly the kinds of mass shootings like Sandy Hook or like the San Bernardino massacre last year. This is really responding to public outrage that very disturbed people, people with criminal backgrounds, in the case of San Bernardino, people who have potentially signaled terrorist intentions, are able to obtain guns so easily. That's what this legislation is aimed at. However, these very high-profile mass shootings, as horrific as they are only a very small slice of gun violence and gun death in the United States, which that 30,000 a year, that includes around 20,000 suicides, that includes a huge number of deaths from domestic violence, that includes 500 accidents a year, that includes gang violence. Mass shootings are only a very small part of the picture, but this is the part of the picture that is most likely to be able to motivate political action.
So if implementing universal background checks, or even the situation we have now with expanding background checks to some other dealers, if that is just a matter of circumventing Congress by executive order, why hasn't he done this before?
He's always wanted to try to do it with the cooperation of Congress, precisely so it doesn't look like he's acting unilaterally. And there's a very good reason for that, which is the complete paranoia around executive power in general and around President Obama in particular. Ever since he took office, the gun lobby has been warning that President Obama has an agenda of taking Americans' guns away. And even the mildest gestures towards gun control like this will be interpreted by the gun lobby and by the right of the Republican Party as an attempt to abolish the Second Amendment, no matter how many times Obama says it is not. And so he wanted to avoid taking any unilateral action because he knows that this will be interpreted as the beginning of tyranny in the United States, as an attempt by the president to seize all the guns. He would have hoped that by working with Congress and perhaps getting some Republicans on board, that this would give more legitimacy. But because he has been stifled time and time again on this, and let's face it, if Congress wasn't willing to take action after Sandy Hook to expand background checks, then it's probably never going to take action, at least not in the foreseeable future. President Obama just got to the point where he realised that to do anything, he knew that he would have to do it unilaterally.
Well, 2016, of course, is another year in which we have a race to the White House. What impact, if any, will this have on the presidential election this year, this executive order move to expand background checks?
This probably won't have much of an impact, and that's because the United States currently is so politically polarised. So Republicans will be up in arms about this, but they were going to be up in arms anyway. Democrats will be very much in favour of this. It's not actually going to change much. This is different from previous years where the threat of making an issue out of gun control was enough to keep it off the political agenda. And that's because Democrats in conservative states didn't want it becoming an issue in those states, which could potentially derail the election of congressmen and senators. But what we've seen now is that there are so few Democrats left representing those states. Most of the Democrats in Congress now are people representing blue states where gun control is a lot more popular, that Democrats have lost that timidity around gun control. So gun control in the US is beginning to become like abortion. It's a litmus test for both sides. If you want to be a Republican candidate, you have to be vehemently and almost absolutely opposed to it. If you want to be a Democratic candidate, you have to be in favour of it. Perhaps not to the same degree that Republicans oppose it, but you certainly have to be in favour of it. So this isn't actually going to make much difference to that race.
Because the lines are already drawn up. David Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That was Dr. David Smith, a senior lecturer in American politics and foreign policy at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre.